Lucky boy, go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a question for Truth Nation. I was having conversations with some men, and it came up, you know, marriage, the ideal of marriage. They say that there's, you know, people are not choosing to get married right now. A lot of people are defaulting on going through the marriage process. And I just want to open up the lines because I want to know, when should a person consider being married? Like, because I see a lot of people opting out of the marriage idea, and the relationship idea seems to be more comfortable. And I can agree with all of the things that we're seeing, the divorce rates. Sometimes people are not mentally ready. I think when you talk about marriage, there's a certain mental thing that has to come with it, because it's a higher level of commitment to me. Like, you got to make sure that the person that you're actually taking into this contractual idea as a marriage is able to function in a marriage. I think a lot of people can function in a relationship, but a marriage to me is complete sellout commitment and partnership. So, I mean, I want to bring this to the air. Question of the day, when should a person consider marriage? 833-212-1017. Tell me your story. If you married, how did you consider it? What were some of the points? Because a lot of people say, I love this person. But is love enough? Because it's the divorce rate is high. So we got to get something out here to say when, or let's have this discussion on, when should a person consider marrying someone? Is it for love? Is it a business idea? What is it? Is it love or business? Do you marry for love or partnership? Like, we can work together. This is the plan. You know, sometimes love don't translate into a plan. Or any type of gain. It's just love. I love you. You know, we're going to make it through. I don't know. I'm asking Truth Nation, how do you feel about, when do you consider marriage? And if you are married, I need y'all married folks to call in. Sometimes you got a lot of single people calling in talking about this and that. And that's fine, because they have to one day go and get to that conclusion. We welcome in all thoughts. But what I'm saying is, when should a person, I need y'all to tap in, consider marriage? We got Black Conscious on the lines. Black Conscious, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Yo, 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 because I'm black of the black, because I'm black, y'all. Yes, sir. Now yourself, good health to you, King.
Blessings.
So
blessings,
I don't know. I can't speak or give a person to fully answer your question, but for me, it was because I was done playing games, and I wanted the total commitment. So I wanted somebody to grow old with. I wanted something more than just a girlfriend, being boyfriend and girlfriend. I wanted some stability. I wanted to be completely committed. Now, every day ain't sunshines and roses. But more importantly, what we go together, what we struggle together, only make us stronger. So part of it was a business decision because it is a partnership. But for the most part, the underlining, now, you can say love, but you can fall in love, you can fall out of love.
Right.
It all depends on the maturity of the person.
What that Tina Turner said, love, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a secondhand emotion?
But it is a good foundation to have. But
right.
It's not the total package. So it was, you know, but for me, I was done playing the games, and I just wanted to settle down with somebody that I can grow old with.
Mm.
So, but that took for me to know me and find myself and to really, really settle down into the things I wanted, and I weighed that option. A lot of people get into it for the glitz and glamour of it. They get into it for the wedding, but don't prepare for the marriage.
Mm, so they saying that the marriage, sometimes they say that once the marriage is over with, that's when the marriage start going downhill.
And then that's because you weren't truly into it.
Mm.
You was only into it for the glitz and glamour of it, for the dress up, for the honeymoon, for the couple of days or maybe a year after that. But when you really get down to life and life situations and be straight up transparent with your partner, that's when you start to really blossom as a married couple.
Why do they paint the picture of marriage as something that people are mostly unhappy, you know? Oh, you know, my wife, and you know, when you look at marriage and people talk about, you know, not the Facebook social media version of marriage. Everybody happy on social media. But what I'm saying is there, you know, a lot of people, like, they get married and they act like it's a dive, like you know, they just got to put up with being unhappy.
Because they truly went in it to the first beginning. That's society trying to paint the double-edged sword.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's just one of those things they put out there, but that's not true for all. And there is happiness in that, but you have to be the engine of that. You have to work on that. You have to work on every day. You have to show your affection. You have to be, you know, transparent when things ain't right and you ain't feeling it. You have to let them know that.
When do you know?
So that's go ahead.
Because marriage takes a lot of emotional maturity.
That it does.
Because you got to function with two people. And anytime you got two people dealing with each other, and you're saying that you love them enough to get married, that's when you have to have a lot of emotional maturity to make sure that y'all are doing and working together as a team. And many times that emotional maturity is not there.
And that's because one may be more mature than the other. That also can be because they're not seeing the goal that they're trying to accomplish. And there's some hidden agendas because you're truly not into it for that. Or you might be harboring some old feelings from some old relationships, and you're thinking that person is the same way without saying anything with that passive aggressive crap.
Wow.
But one person is not all persons. So you can't, I mean, don't get me wrong, have your spider senses available, but, you know, if it ain't right to you, don't feel right to you, speak on that. But if you don't say anything, how will you ever know that person knows how you feel?
I agree.
Now, it may come off rough, but at least they have an understanding of where you're coming from, and vice versa. And you have to be open to receive that.
I agree.
Now, if you don't get that, then, yeah, it's going to end in something rough and some things going to be said. But, you know, we have to start with yourself. Know what you want. Be clear about what you want. Know what you're going to stand for and what you're not going to stand for. And then if they don't follow your lead, you know what you're getting.
And that should be conversation that you have before you even go into the marriage.
Like, yes, y'all sir.
You're supposed to know this. It's supposed to be agreed on.
Yeah, boss.
The plan.
Yeah, hopefully you're having that conversation during your courtship.
Right.
Hopefully you're having that conversation during your courtship, but it's still a conversation that continues on after you get married because things changes. Your values, your views change. You change. They change. So if you're not communicating those changes and still those expectations, then, I mean, what are we doing here?
I agree. Hey, you giving some powerful gems, Black Conscious.
Well, I'm only speaking from my experience, mm-hmm. brother. So, you know,
take
for what you want from that, America. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
All right, Black Conscious. Hey, and the thing is, you got to understand personal readiness, too. Personal readiness is being able to deal with things that may occur because people change. The way that you met somebody may not be who they are 5 years. In 5 years, you got to have that growth. You got to have that understanding that people grow and y'all growing together, you know, emotional maturity, financial stability. A lot of people, the goal is to become financially stable. Many times. Just in life. Compatibility. Are y'all compatible? You know, do you like the person? You know, do you like what you're looking at? Chris, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
How's it going there, Brother Tory?
How you doing, Brother Chris? Question of the day.
I'm fine.
When should a person consider marriage?
Consider marriage when they're ready. I've been married for 23 years now. And when I met my back then girlfriend, I have two daughters. And my first objective when I told her I was getting married was she was going to come out to Christian church.
Mm.
For us to make this marriage work, that was my first objective. Get you out that Christian church. Because I know that's where our marriage was going to end up.
And what was your reasoning for getting her out of the church? What did you see was a flaw?
The hypocrisy in the church.
Mm.
The man is effeminate and the woman is masculine. That's not what God's purpose for the man.
Mm. Okay.
In life, and the man has to know his position in life.
Okay. All right, Brother Chris. Hey, Brother Chris saying, hey, you know, he wanted to make sure that y'all was on the same track in belief. And belief. Y'all have the same belief system. And there's nothing wrong with that because I feel like when you're talking to somebody, they should know, like, how you want to operate, especially if you're going into a marriage. I think some of y'all wing these relationships and y'all assume. I think you can assume a relationship to me is like y'all just getting to know each other and y'all may be dealing with each other. But a marriage is not so easy to get out of. I mean, they make it seem like you can run and get a divorce. But some people, they hold on. They be like, I ain't getting no divorce. I'm going to hold on. then you look at the celebrity and you look at the rich people. They getting divorced. They breaking up. I mean, marriage is a lot of work, and you got to be willing to get to work. I mean, if y'all not going to help each other and make the experience a team experience, then what are you doing in the marriage? I mean, I think that a lot of times when you get in a relationship, you got room to try to figure it out. Y'all may can have some discussions. Y'all can probably try to see if y'all vibing on a level of to go and take it into a marriage. But all I'm saying is a lot of marriage fail because people don't prepare to be married. They just want to get married. They looked at the movies. They probably watched Cinderella. They probably got all of these different ideas about marriage. But marriage is work. You can't just, all right, I'm finna leave you. I'm finna send you the breakup text if we marry. You no. That ain't how that work. And then why be somewhere in a union and create the union if you don't even have a plan for the union? How are we gonna get down? I understand love, you know, and love is a wonderful thing. But when I see marriage, I think that marriage is more of an agreement between two people to operate a certain way together and conduct their life a certain way. When we come back, we got Eddie on the lines. Eddie want to weigh in on the conversation. We're going to talk to Eddie when we get back. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back
on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Saving the truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We talking about when is the right time to consider to marry that one that you want to take into the courtroom and say, I do. When is the right time it's to consider, even considering it? Some people say, look, it's instinct. You know when you meet that person. Nobody can tell you any different. You know what I mean? But then you got circumstances that, you know, people may have kids. People may feel a certain way that this is the right thing to do, and they go into it. I mean, when is the right time to consider marriage? We got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Troy Lowe. How you doing today?
Hey, Eddie, we already know you single.
Bruh.
Tori, I'm single by choice, Tori. There are beautiful women all over this town, all over this state, Tori, who've wanted to land me as their man. But, Tori, I'm smarter than that. I would see my friends who are married, and I'd see how they walked around with their head down and depressed and look forward to seeing me because they wanted to, Tori, live through me vicariously, the freedom I had, the options.
Oh, wow.
I had. Sorry, a single guy like me with a head of hair like this, I can eat at the buffet, if you know what I mean, right? So I'm ahead of the game, Tori. I'm ahead of the game. I just want to say I've got a guideline for other fellas. I'm smart enough not to get married.
Here we go.
But I think there's a lot of stuff.
There's always somebody
there,
single that got the recipe.
That's right. I agree. So, Tori, when you start shopping for Depends, and you're buying Viagra in bulk at Costco, then, and only then, you got to damage your credit, just everything's got to go wrong. But bad credit, bad health, you can't make love, you can barely eat by yourself.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Then, Tori, then you get on RussianBride.com or BulgarianBride.com, I think some stuff's going on in Thailand.
So
I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't know, Tori.
There's a name for that, Eddie. It's called hospice wife.
Bruh.
Oh, really?
Get somebody at the end.
Can
of
I
your,
use that?
Yeah, it's a hospice wife.
Oh, is, that's perfect.
That's what you're explaining right now. Somebody that's going to take
Damn.
Care of you once you all broke down. Now you want to get married.
Oh, that's right. Once you're pretty much useless and you have nothing to offer, then I'll roll down the aisle. I won't even walk down the aisle. We'll have to roll me
oh,
down the
wow.
aisle, Tori. Yeah.
What
it's true.
In the
it's
world.
True, Tori.
Oh, wow.
I think
people. So
gonna,
you
want to
marry
with
a woman to take care of you for the rest? Like, you want to wait till you all broke down and then get married so somebody can take care of you in your latter years?
Are you out of your
Tori,
mind?
Tori, I'm doing it now. I didn't have to buy a ring. I didn't have to get married and pay $50,000
oh, wow.
for a reception, Tori.
Oh, wow.
I'm already doing it, Tori. I'm already doing it. With
oh,
no
wow.
commitment, by the way. No commitment. But, Tori,
here we go.
I think people, they suffer from the delusion. You know, guys get wrapped up in a chick, and I know the feeling. You have this great euphoric feeling. You want it to last forever. You don't want any other guy putting his hands on your woman. So you seal the deal with a ring, Tori. That's what you do. But things change. Relationships change. They become same old, same old. There's a lot of complacency. Your wife doesn't look like $1 million when she wakes up in the morning. You know what I mean? It's not what people think it is. And I know that because I see what my friends are going through, Tori. Mm. It's a living Holocaust for them. It's a Holocaust, Tori. So,
so you're saying that marriage is definitely a no-no until you get ran down and broken. Then now you want to give somebody the opportunity to take care of you. That's what you're saying.
Right. I'm saying once you're absolutely useless and there's no hope for you as a man, then...
Who's going to marry that, though?
Then...
Nobody's going to marry that. No woman in their right mind is going to do that.
Tori...
You sound like you're going to end up at the nursing home.
Tori, there's a lot of desperate women out there, I'm telling you. Just to have a man laying on the couch fetching Diet Cokes... They'll do it, Tori. They'll do it. This ain't the old days. Tori, on that note, I gotta go. I got a doctor's appointment at 3. Say bye to Zach for me.
All right.
Bye-bye, Tori.
All right. What in the world did we just hear over the radio waves? Hospice-wise, watch out. That's what they saying. They want to take care. Eddie wants somebody to take care of him in his latter years. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nature, stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tori Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What do we have here?
DJ Brothers here on the ones and twos. Question of the day. When is the right time? When should you consider marriage? Right now I'm seeing people running away. They running away. They don't want to do it. They cool with the relationship, but they don't. It's a deeper commitment. I try to tell folks, you gotta, when you go into the marriage, a lot of y'all not marriage material. Y'all don't know how to compromise in the marriage. A marriage, you got two people here and y'all got to work together. And if y'all butting heads all the time and y'all not going the same direction, it's going to be a matter of time before it don't work out. But you ain't got to have that level of when you're in a relationship, you just be like, oh, I ain't going to talk to you today. I'm just going to do my thing. I ain't got to worry about it because I can leave or I don't have that. The door work both ways in a relationship. I can leave. I can do whatever I want. It's more when you get married, you can't do all of that. You can, I guess, if you talk about the divorce rate. But I'm talking about an idea. We got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. When should you consider marriage?
Hey, peace and blessings, brother.
Blessings, brother. Blessings, Brother Love.
Yes. Hey, man, I'm going to speak from the heart from this because God hates divorce. And I feel I can speak on this because I've never been married. But I want to rededicate myself and my life back to the streets, back to the grind. My $50 a day quota, I'm good. But, Tori, I used to think that God was involved and it was a divine reasoning. God was involved in bringing relationships together with different qualities, characteristics of people. But I don't believe it now, Tori. Mm. Because when we like Bishop Burke over there, he turned that mall over there into a church off of Silver Spring.
Right.
He'll ride past me going to church on the bus stop. But then when I get there and make it there on the bus, he begging me to be saved and give my man, you just see me on the bus stop.
Mm.
So also, Tori, and that ain't nothing. Christian women should be ashamed of themselves, because I believe that the black women in America have lost their natural born mind. So, you know what I mean? Yes, yes, Christian women, even the you know what I'm saying? We throw the bishops and the pastors and the average Christian man under the bus, but I'm convinced the Christian woman, she don't love nobody.
Why you say that the Christian has, you know, at least a moral base to say, hey, this is how we going to operate. It's rules to being a Christian. It's principles. That's what I'm saying. So if you're a Christian woman, there is rules to do, you know, duties to do. You would think that would be the best kind.
Story. It used to be the best kind for me. It used to be the best kind for me. But if I had a choice, I don't want to marry no Christian woman. I marry a straight up hood, ghetto, wretched, brawl and lover like God and Jesus love her. And if she know how to rap too, we can come on. I love that too.
Yeah,
like
she
a
know
sexy
to rap.
Red type. Yeah.
Wow.
Like a sexy red type. I believe sexy red is prophetic. And I believe that she loves God. Them type of women love God, man. So, Tori, and I say that humbly, man.
The promiscuous idea, those are promiscuous.
Yes.
That's not faithful. She might go out and cheat on you.
But
you don't care about that?
No. Long as she loves me.
Okay.
But, Tori, if you have a remedy for the Christian woman to get a heart back for God and to get a heart back for the things of God, I will welcome that, brother. And peace to you, and God bless.
All right, God bless you. Hey, let me see what's
going on. That's crack smoking crazy is what that is.
Let me go to let me see what's going on in the chat. The chat been chiming in on this question of the day. When should you consider marriage? It's a lot going on in the chat. Matthew says, I'm never getting married. Oh, wow. Smith says only folks that should consider marriage is after 50 or over. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Young marriages statistically wind up in someone else's backseat. Young marriages. DJ Brothers, do you feel like young marriages is just, you know, it's tough to deal with? I don't know. I think it depends on the vision. If two people have a vision and an ideal of how to operate, I think marriage works fine. You can't just go into marriage, oh, I love you, let's just get married. I think marriage is more of a contractual idea with a person that you want to be more on a team of a vision or a goal or a purposeful idea. Because if you enter into a marriage, you're going to find out real quick that it's a business, like, because you go in through the courts, and if you're going through the courts, you got to come out through the court. That you ain't just can't, like, you know, how you do it in a relationship and just walk off and just go and leave. It ain't like that. And then there's certain benefits that come with the legal contract, too, as well, that you don't get from a relationship. Jeff says, Tori, I've been married for 20 years now, and it was a lot. And it was out of love. I've been married 20 years now, and it was out of love. My wife was my high school sweetheart. We have a business together, and it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Hey. Aww. Sincere says, out of my whole life, I've seen one example of a marriage. Outside of that, it seems delusional and unrealistic. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. When is the right time? Because I think that a lot of people, the community, or they feel like they got to get married. You know what I mean? And I'll tell people this. Or they feel like they got to be in a relationship, whatever, however it works. But there's a difference between a relationship and a marriage. And most people may think this is common sense, but a lot of people don't understand the different levels. Relationship and marriage, they may share similarities, but they are different. First of all, the legal commitment. There's a legal commitment and obligation in a marriage. A marriage is a legally recognized union, and a relationship may have a formal recognition. You know, I'm in a relationship with somebody. They may show up at the family meetings. They may show up at the family picnic. Hey, they in a relationship with this person. You know, the family may acknowledge it. You know, friends may acknowledge it. But go try to get on their insurance at the job. Go try to do something legally binding or something. You're going to have some problems. And also, the level of commitment. Marriage often implies a deeper long-term commitment, while relationships can vary in the level of commitment. Some people may choose to be in a marriage or relationship because they're trying to fulfill a need. But if I can fulfill the need in the relationship, I don't have to do the marriage. Some people be like, no, you ain't messing with me. I got to get married. If you want to fulfill that need, we got to get married. Some people say, hey,
damn,
we just in a relationship. So it depends. It's topsy-turvy. Responsibilities. Marriage typically involves shared responsibilities, such as finances, property, and decision-making. That's why people, when they leave, they take half. Because they're binded. They have to share. It's 50-50 unless you got a prenup. And you know, some people might not sign no prenup. You know, you try to bring a prenup in, they'd be like, you don't love me. Well, it's a business. Some people want some type of security on the front end because they're going into a contract. Kind of like insurance. Social recognition. Marriage is often recognized and celebrated by society, while relationships may not receive the same level of recognition. Like most people who win the awards, like when they get on stage, I like to thank my wife. You know, that's powerful. You never hear people be like, I like to thank this person I've been dating for 6 months. You never hear it. They don't even bring up they don't bring them up. Everybody, everybody, you know, that's out here, thank you. But when you married, they always say, my wife, she been with me, you know, they get that speech, but then they never do the boo thing. The boo thing don't never get mentioned. Have you heard it, DJ Brother Z? When somebody accepts something like a lifetime achievement award, they don't say nothing about,
nah.
You know, they don't acknowledge that. Hey, expectations. Marriage can come with certain expectations such as monogamy, fidelity, and building a life together. Now, some of y'all done took relationships and tried to build a life together. But that's really kind of, I'll say this. Relationships are kind of building your house on the sand foundation. That's the difference. Even though marriage may be, it may have some sand, but at least the foundation is solid to where if y'all break up, y'all can at least go to court and try to see what you can get. It's real. It's real. And I'll tell you this, I've seen different versions work for different people too. I've seen people stay together both ways. Like, I got relatives that never got married, but they've been together the whole time. Since I was a kid. And they left this world together. Like a marriage, almost. And I've also seen people that were in a marriage that's on their third and fourth marriage. You know, so it just depends on the plan. Everybody got a different system. When we come back, I got a list of 10 things to look for when considering marriage. Key things that you should be kind of eyeing out if you want to really take it there. Take it to the mountaintop, what they say. I done been to the mountaintop. We gonna talk about it when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Tomorrow is the day. We have been entering in fans into the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And tomorrow we'll finally pick our One Call That's All $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune into the Tory Lowe Show tomorrow from 1 to 4 so you don't miss your call. Because if you do, we'll head to the next caller until we find our $5,000 winner. Again, that's the big Gruber 5K giveaway tomorrow on the Tory Lowe Show, right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Hey, I'm going to need y'all to open up your earth tomorrow because the money is, we're going to be giving away that money. Okay. Question of the day, when is the right time to consider a lifetime? Ooh, I need to write that down. The right time to consider it for a lifetime. And I ain't going to leave y'all empty-handed. I got 10 things that I think that could work if you're thinking about considering marriage. And I need my married people to call in. I ain't heard Black Conscious called in. Maybe they, you know, maybe the married people listening. I don't know if they're on the brink of divorce. I don't know. Maybe they don't want nobody to know because somebody might be like, hey, y'all out here crashing out on each other, being toxic online. I don't know. 833-212-1017. I need my married folks to call in, give us some advice, some tips. When should you consider marriage? Well, I got a few tips. I'm not going to leave y'all without no tips, Truth Nation. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears right now. Shared values. Y'all got to have some shared values. Are you and your partner aligned on core values like family, finances, and lifestyle? Are y'all on one accord right there? Do y'all have the same ideas? Are y'all going in the same direction? That's a good thing to clear before you go down to the courthouse and sign them papers. Communication. Can you communicate effectively, actively listen? Because sometimes in a relationship, in marriage, you got to listen to your partner. If they send something to you, you got to consider, you got to listen, you got to actively listen and resolve conflict in a healthy way. Can you resolve the conflict in a healthy way? Or are you toxic? I don't know. Some of y'all like that breakup to make up. Y'all like that. Trust. Do you trust each other? All right, I trust you. Are you honest, loyal, supportive? It's me and you against the world. That's what you got to take that into a marriage. Some of y'all trying to use the relationship for that. But the marriage is where you got to be the ride or die. The marriage is the commitment, the lifetime commitment. Emotional. We talked about emotional maturity. I got to bring this back up because some of y'all think it's all about you. When you get in a marriage, it's what I need. You got to do this for me. You got to do that for me. No. It's what we can do for each other. That's marriage, relationship. Now, depending on how you set it up, you might, you know, do this, do that, you know what I mean? Try to convince me to get into the marriage. But emotional maturity is all that. You got to do that. Are you both able to manage emotions? Take responsibility. Prioritize each other's needs. Like, both of y'all got to be looking to make sure each other happy. That's the only way. If you're going into a marriage, a long-term commitment, I got to be thinking, okay, how can I make you happy feeling like that we're working together to elevate what we're doing? And both people got to think like that to make it work long-term. Financial compatibility. Are you aligned on financial goals? Spending habits. Debt management. It's a lot of debt that come with working together now. People got credit cards. They got things that they got to spend, living conditions, things like that. Are y'all on one accord? Are y'all discussing how y'all going to use the credit? I know where people have their own credit cards and the other person got their own credit cards. But if you marry, the debt is on both of y'all. So one person could be spending out of control, OC. And then the burden is going to fall back on the other person. Both people share the financial ideas in a marriage. Now, if you're in a relationship, your credit cards is yours. My credit cards is mine. And if I want to buy you some, I'm going to buy you some. If you want to buy me some, buy me some. We're in a relationship. It ain't no real. If your credit score, your credit score 300, it ain't going to affect me in no relationship. I might not can come to you for nothing, but it ain't going to affect me. But if your credit score 300 in a marriage, whoa, now it's going to mess with me. Understand what I'm saying? Conflict resolution. These are things that they'll come into marriage with. I'm just saying, if you're going to consider marriage, or if you're in a marriage and y'all didn't consider all of this, maybe y'all might get some help today. Get a pen and a pad and write something down. Conflict resolution. Can you work through disagreements and challenges in a constructive way? Can y'all work through the disagreements in a constructive way? Can y'all come together and be like, you know what? I get your point. She say, you know what? I understand what you're saying. This is how we gonna move forward. Constructive. I understand why you feel the way you're feeling. I'm gonna do better. Both of y'all. Y'all gotta say that. Ain't no one-sided. Y'all trying to get married. Shared life goals. This is where I see most people mess up. They get in a relationship or a marriage and they don't even have shared life goals. Once they get out the bedroom, one person go one way and the other person going the other way. They meet up when they get back home. They go in two different directions. But you got to have some shared life goals. Are you both on the same page regarding the long-term goal of the union, such as family, career, and lifestyle? Is that matching up? And if it's not, then you already, if y'all had these conversations before y'all decide to run down to the courthouse and put it on paper, it'll save you some time. It's going to save you a lot of time. Now, this is the big one. This is what messes a lot of stuff up. Intimacy and affection. What Future say, DJ Brother Z? All I need is some affection. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I need love and affection. Intimacy. Do you feel emotionally and physically connected? And are you both comfortable expressing affection? If I can't get the affection from you, it's going to be a problem. If you telling me you tired all the time, that's... Hey, y'all got to get that together. Reese in the chat says the woman would have to respect the headship agreement, and the man shouldn't overstep the headship rearrangement. Christopher in the chat says black women want someone similar to their pastors who have destroyed the black man with his lies. Oh, in the pulpit. Oh, wow. And he the one standing there going to marry y'all. How you going to say that about the pastor, Chris? But now more than ever, it's a thin line between fries and shake. What the? Fries and shake. But I believe y'all got to like each other as far as intimacy, because sometimes a lot of relationships, they have the financial together. They got some ideas that they want to work together, but then they're not compatible and they're not showing each other the affection and the connection and the love. And then, boom, that's when you get the work husband. That's when you get them work wives. Hey, they everything going smooth, but you too tired to get in the groove. That's what, you don't want to do your groove thing, shake your groove thing. You can't slack up on that. Cause somebody, they say what somebody ain't gonna do, somebody gonna do it. So you might as well get it done if this your one. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we gonna see what's going on around the city when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.